We're here with Morgan Pressel. Morgan, thanks for coming in. Good round today. You're in contention to win your second Kraft Nabisco Championship. Can you tell me about your round and how you feel going into tomorrow?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel like I've played relatively solid the last couple of days, but more than anything, I haven't gotten too upset over bad shots and have recovered very well, because in a major, that's really what it comes down to. It comes down to making the five-footers, and which I've done very well, and just not realizing that other people are out there making bogeys too. So.
Questions?
Morgan, I know it's been 4 years, but is there anything you can tap into from 2007, especially let me see the similarities? It was hot then. You start the final round four back like you did then. Can you tap into memories of how you played that final round, and can any way that help you tomorrow?
Well, I just remember that I played very solid. I didn't have any bogeys. I think the course might have even played a little bit more difficult than it is right now. The scores were much higher that year, and a round with no bogeys and a few birdies tomorrow, that won't hurt me. I might need a few more than three, but you never know. And I mean, like what happened with Suzanne, you never really know what happens. But I'm gonna go out and try not to have that be an option. Go out and take it myself. So.
Yanni is playing so well. She's number one in the world. It seems like every shot is right on the hole. Do you feel like, how do you go into tomorrow not thinking I've got to make seven birdies to have a chance?
Well, I do think that I have to make seven birdies to have a chance. And if I go in, thinking that way and I make five, well, five's not too bad.
And how good is she? How good is she playing? Have you watched her at all this week?
I have not watched her, but I mean, judging by her scores, I think she's playing pretty well.
Are you glad you aren't playing with her, maybe, where you don't have to watch every shot going for the hole?
I don't think it matters one way or the other.
You're going to be playing with Michelle tomorrow. How does that stack up for you, Morgan?
Well, I didn't notice that. I didn't realize. I guess I wasn't paying attention. That'll be fun. We get along very well, and it's been a long time since we played together. So we'll have a big gallery for sure.
That's for sure. Between the two of you, you will pull them in. Another question. On your putting, you've been doing a lot of work, I understand, with Stockton. Is that sort of made some of the putts go better for you this week? Because lots of people have had a lot of problems with the greens.
Well, for sure. I putted very poorly last week, and we did a lot of work just so that I would feel more comfortable over the ball and get the golf ball started on the line that I want. And it also goes hand in hand with the fact that I have good memories here. I feel like I know the greens fairly well, and there's a lot of putts that I stand over that I know exactly how they're going to break.
And last but not least, have you planned your jump for tomorrow into Poppy's Pond?
We can't plan that yet, but I won't be wearing white.
Have you got some ideas?
No, it'll be spontaneous.
Okay.
Going back to the pairing with Michelle, can you talk a little bit about how your games are different, different ways you would play the course, how the course sets up for you?
Well, I feel like I've spent, sixth Kraft. No, it might be my seventh. I've spent a lot of time devising my own game plan, so I mean, I'm going to stick to that. I don't obviously hit the ball as far as she does or as high or in as soft, so, but I probably hit a few more fairways, so it's a toss-up.
Morgan, I know you practice in a lot of heat in Florida, heat here. How has that helped you this week so far?
Well, usually when it's this hot at home, I just I practice for about an hour and I go in. It's too hot for me. When you're out here, you gotta actually tough it out and hang out there. But, I mean, I did grow up in Florida. I certainly have practiced in my fair share of heat. And, I didn't realize that it was that bad yesterday. It gets much stickier in Florida. This dry heat isn't that terrible. So.
Sorry, Morgan. Question. Have you done any changes with your wedges for this week because the greens being so firm, et cetera, after last week and previously? Was that any change you made in looking at coming in here?
No, my wedges are the same as they've always been.
Any other questions?
You've been in the hunt in a number of major championships. What do you